training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about the final countdown. How do we understand what's going on in the world today? Is there any sort of sense that we can make out of the financial collapse we're witnessing today? What's going on in the Near East? What's going on in the Middle East? The riots that are taking place in Iran? The question of an illegitimate election. In fact, are most elections illegitimate? Are most elections rigged to give the people the idea that a democracy really works? All you have to do is just cast your vote, and the people who gain the power will be responsible people, the will of the people, or is it all a mirage? Is everything illusion and delusion? Well, certainly there seems to be, and as Pastor Crone points out in his series of talks, and there are 10 DVDs we have, and we'll be carrying Pastor Crone's book as well on the final countdown. We've just gotten it, looked at it, think it's well worthwhile carrying, and it will be available from Radio Liberty. Under any circumstances, Pastor Crone is going to hopefully begin moving towards the completion of this 10 talk series about the prophetic significance of what's really going on today. And once you can begin to connect the dots, it all becomes so clear exactly what is really going on today, and even why we have a President Obama, a man who has an intense hatred of our Constitution and individual freedom. The most radical leftist senator is now the President of the United States and moving very, very quickly to dismantle our economic system, centralize all power over Washington, D.C., identify and track every person in America, but working in concert with the people who control him, who want to track every individual in the entire world. We're very concerned in America about the GPS tracking that's going on, where every house is being identified by GPS tracking. The census workers are out there tracking your home, so they will know exactly where you live, the exact coordinates. But what most people don't understand is this is part of a world program. And what is going on today, what President Obama is doing, is part of a world program. He is simply a figurehead for the people who really run the world. So everything is, of course, focus our attention on him, so that we will not be able to see the big picture. And that's what we're going to be presenting this morning. Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story.
Well, I think that's just the whole point, Dr. Monteith, and that's our desire in sharing the information on the Final Countdown series, and why we also included video clip after video clip after video clip. It's not just me reading through the scripture as if that was bad. It's not. That's where you get the game plan for what's really going on in the world and how you can be prepared. But we wanted to help people to work, because I used to be one. I used to be one of the biggest skeptics there ever was, and until I began to investigate the facts. And, you know, and that's what we're just trying to do, get the information out. But we use video clips so you can see the stuff, folks, with your own eyes. This stuff is unfolding. Frankly, I teach on this virtually every week on Bible prophecy, and I can hardly even keep up with it. It's happening at an incremental speed. I can hardly even keep up with it. But see, that's just the irony of the days that we live in, is most people haven't a clue of the big picture, and you will only get the big picture when you open up the big book, the Bible, and find out what's going on. So that's what we did, is we basically gave people the big picture, just 10 signs that God indicates you are living in the last days. And, of course, today we're dealing with the big finale, the Mark of the Beast issue. Now, this one, I think, is really just snuck in under the radar because there's been a slow but methodical, purposeful plan to unleash this. And I think that of all signs that many people, even Christians, don't realize that the Mark of the Beast technology is not coming down the pike. It's already here, just waiting to be implemented. That's how close it is. And to understand the reason why is there this Mark of the Beast, the scripture is very clear in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist system that is fast approaching and being formed before our very eyes on this planet, folks, is not only going to be contained with a one-world religion, a one-world government, and a one-world economy. We've already talked about that. But maybe you're a person who says, well, listen, I'm not going to go along with your one-world religion. I'm not going to go along with your one-world government. I'm not going to go along with this one-world economy that's happening right now, folks. Well, they've already thought of that, and that's called the Mark of the Beast. And you will be forced, the text says you will be forced to make a decision, and you will have to receive, as a sign of worship to the Antichrist, this mark, or you will be shut out of the system. Okay? And so you will be forced to make a decision. And that's what the book of Revelation talks about. In Revelation 13, it's the classic passage. It says, he required everyone, it's the whole planet, folks, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Now, the Bible also talks about the punishment for those who would give into the system and worship the Antichrist instead of the true Christ, Jesus Christ. It says, anyone in chapter 14, anyone who worships the beast and his statue or who accepts his mark on the forehead or on the hand must drink the wine of God's wrath. It is poured out undiluted into God's cup of wrath, and they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment rises forever and ever, and they will have no relief day or night, for they have worshipped the beast, the Antichrist, and his statue, and have accepted the mark of his name. Now that's some pretty scary passage, and not just telling us, you know, most people realize that, or will talk about, yeah, Revelation 13, the Mark of the Beast, 666, and the number of his name, what's all that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they forget about the punishment for those who do that. And that's what people need to be prepared, not knowing that the Mark of the Beast is coming, but you need to realize you don't ever want to have anything to do with that. And yeah, you might be murdered for it, you might be shut out of the system for it, but it sure beats being tormented forever and ever in the lake of fire. And according to this passage of Scripture, it's very appear. The Bible says there's going to come a day when all the people of the earth are going to have to make a decision. Okay, you are going to have to make up your mind whether or not you are going to receive some sort of a mark, some sort of identification thing, an access thing into your body or onto your body, either way. Either, it said specifically, on the right hand or on the forehead, and this mark, okay, represents the Antichrist himself. The Bible says one day, 2,000 years ago roughly, the Apostle John, recording this vision from God, says that this mark of the beast is not only going to come on the planet, it's not only going to give the Antichrist the ability to control what people buy and sell, but it will seal the fate for all eternity for people. And so the question is this, could that really happen? I mean, could the whole world really be deceived in receiving some sort of a mark of the beast that's actually satanically inspired? Folks, it's not just going to happen, it's happening before our very eyes, and we need to get ready.
Okay, hold on, Pastor Crone. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th to 20th. And in the Town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and we're talking about the final countdown. If you've not seen the video series, we do carry it. It comes in two parts, each with five DVDs in it. Fascinating information, fascinating videos, and it will give you really insight into what's really going on in the world today as you begin to connect the dots. And you can see why the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land is so important at this time in history. And people argue back and forth, you know, should the Palestinians have their own separate state? And are the Jews justified in everything they're doing? And then what about the Palestinian terrorists? And people don't see the big picture. What they want to do is focus our attention upon some of the things that the Jews have done they shouldn't have done, or some of the things the Palestinians have done they shouldn't have done, and on Yasser Arafat. The big picture is that God intended in the latter days to reconstitute Israel and to have the children of Israel there. That was his plan. Wasn't my plan. It has nothing to do with whether the Jews want to be there or not. God intended that they would return at this time in history, when suddenly, for the first time in the 6,000 years of recorded time, there is the ability to create a cashless financial system where everybody could be forced to have a mark before they could either buy or sell. And all of the other things that Pastor Crone talks about are coming to pass before your very eyes today. So you pick up the story there, please.
Well, and that's just it. You know, the irony is, too, you know, people would scoff at this. And, you know, because, unfortunately, there have been people in the past who do what the Scripture says not to do, and that is to set dates. The Bible clearly says, Jesus said that no one knows the day nor the hour, nor the Son, nor the angels, only the Father. God has his set time. And so when people set dates, it's unfortunate because, obviously, it's not going to happen. Only God knows. And so what happens is that puts a sour taste in people's mouths. Yeah, you wacko, you know, Christian, she keeps saying this for how many decades and nothing ever changes, blah, 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 blah. And they scoff and scoff and scoff. And that's unfortunate. The irony, though, too, with that scoffing attitude is that's actually a sign of the last days. The Bible says that in the last days, that's going to be people's attitude. They're going to scoff. They're going to say, hey, come on, where's his coming? You've been saying this, blah, 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 blah. And where's his coming, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we want to do with Final Countdown. This isn't just some other, okay, wow, yeah, another Bible prophecy series saying you better get ready from Christians again. Folks, again, you will see these with your own eyes, with your own video clips. This stuff is happening before our very eyes in such great detail. And again, people would scoff, well, hey, there's no way we're headed towards this Mark of the Beast system. Folks, it's already here. And again, we put ourselves, if you will, in the role of the Antichrist. Think about it. If one guy's going to have the ability to control the whole world, through the government, through the religion, economy, and specifically that economy in connection to this system, even financially, is going to be into some sort of a mark on your right hand and forehead. How in the world is this guy going to pull it off? Because remember, it's not a section of the world. It's not a region of the world. The context is the Antichrist is it's on a global scale. It's going to be the whole world is going to be under this Antichrist system. Okay? And so can and do we have the technology to pull it off? Can the Antichrist right now fulfill this passage? Absolutely, folks. For the first time in mankind's history, this is why you need to stop scoffing, as I used to, and this is why you need to pay attention. Check out the facts for yourself. The means and monitor to control every single person on the planet, folks, is right now available. And that's through the birth of satellite technology, folks. It's something that we've technology that's been around that we don't even realize. We're immersed in it every day, but we don't realize this is given us the ability to fulfill Bible prophecy. With satellite technologies, folks, we have the ability to not only monitor and track people, but specifically combine that with the technology they have with microchips, and that with satellite technology that they can pick up anywhere on the planet signals from people, tracking people with these microchip technologies. And it's already been used, folks. It's not just coming. It's already been used to monitor the locations of military, even with the war in Iraq. It's being used. In fact, they use it for non-military purposes, folks, right now, because of the satellite technology and these microchip tracking technologies that's already available and already being used. People are being tracked with satellites. They use it to spy on boat traffic in Florida. Get this, even garbage men in England, they're being tracked from the sky from satellite on their jobs in order to make sure that they don't linger too long in one spot. Okay, and, but that's not all, folks. You need to understand it's truly gone global. Thanks to Motorola, you got Bill Gates, you got other entities going on. We literally have enough satellites in place right now, folks, that creates a virtual electronic blanket around the whole planet. And we can, if we want to, communicate and monitor and track any person anywhere on the planet from the top of the Himalayas to the Dead Sea. That's never happened before in the history of mankind, but it's commonplace today. Okay, but wait a second. If you're the Antichrist and you're going to monitor control the whole planet with this Mark of the Beast thing, you not only need to track somebody anywhere they can go on the planet, okay, but you've got to have some sort of database to identify who they are and contain the information, all right? Well, folks, that's what we already talked about in previous broadcasts. I'm not going to belabor the whole thing. But, folks, we already have mega databases already available that monitor and store information on you and I from anything and everything from our credit card transactions, magazine subscriptions, telephone numbers, real estate records, car registration, fishing licenses, et cetera, et cetera. They, you know, we've talked before and we expose what's going on with Facebook. We laugh and we call it Tracebook because we're offering up all kinds of information of our personality type and structure. They're building files on us, folks, right down to what kind of a pet we have. Do we like camping, gourmet cooking? Do we read the Bible? What books do we read? What's our occupation? What car do we drive? What videos do we watch? How much gas? How much food do we buy? What kind of food do we buy? What kind of videos do we rent? What do we watch? What's our favorite vacation spots? Everything is contained right now, folks, in a database. In fact, it's been estimated that in the developed world, everybody is already located on the average, get this, of 300 different databases. Okay, but wait a second. If you're the Antichrist and you're going to monitor and control the whole planet with this Mark of the Beast thing, you not only need some sort of to attract these people all over the world, you not only need to have this database in place globally to identify who they are, what they're doing, but you've got to have some way, here's the point, to connect them to this system, right? Well, folks, in light of course, the terrorist attacks, which has become one of the greatest excuses to not just rob our country of personal freedom, but it is being used as a platform to justify, supposedly, the need for you and I to be personally identified and tracked, whatever the world we are doing anywhere in the world. Folks, right now, your computer has been embedded with identification numbers in your processor so you can be identified on the Internet. Catherine Albright, Dr. Catherine Albright, Dr. Montiti had her on a program. I checked it out. Absolutely phenomenal. And she did a great job of showing people that you are being tracked wherever you go thanks to Google, and their nefarious plans is almost outlandish if it wasn't real of what they were wanting to do, and they want to become the mind of God on the planet. They're going to figure out anything and everything they do. You are being tracked, folks, everywhere you go on the computer.
And let me just comment, going along with that, that they have your picture. How did they get your picture? Well, they got it from the Department of Motor Vehicles. They went all over the country pretending, lying to the Department of Motor Vehicles, saying they represented a private corporation that wanted to establish a software, but they were really from the Secret Service. We have the articles out of South Carolina pointing out that at that time they had probably the pictures from at least half a dozen or more states. Have you ever noticed on television when the police are looking for an individual and they have a sketch of him, and they start running these pictures of all different sorts of pictures for facial identification, and they've got pictures, you know, of thousands of people, they just fly through them. They've got your picture. If you have a driver's license, they have your picture, and they're compiling these massive databases, and they're lying to the American people about what it's all about. But the people at the very top know what they're doing. People concerned about Google, yes, Google is tracking what you're doing, but the whole Internet is run by the NSA, the National Security Agency, for the whole world. I mean, do you honestly think that somebody doesn't coordinate? You know, when you go on to look up a word, when you look up a historical fact, it's all being recorded on the gigantic computers that make up, of course, the National Security Agency that's tracking every person in the whole world today. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, and, you know, I think that's just it. We talked about that a little bit last time before. This whole thing is a matrix system, to use that terminology. A matrix system, folks, has been created to connect all this stuff so that you can be tracked. It will govern your ability to make or not make financial transactions, and the Internet has fast becoming that tool. You have online banking. You have online. You're used to just now making all your financial transactions online. In fact, you know, we're quickly moving towards cashless society. I don't want to belabor that. We talked about that the last time. But folks, you need to realize this system is being created so that we can get conditioned to use it. Then we'll get dependent upon using it, and then the clamps will come down, and then somebody will grab control of the deal, of the matrix, and then you have to do what they say, or you are shut out of the system, the web that has been created. Web is pun intended. That has been created around us. But that's just, you know, it's not just your computer. You're being tracked all over the place, folks. You can be identified with all different kinds of things. You know, you talked about facial images on your driver's license. Just your images, they already have your image in databases around the world, billions of them, folks. They use these images they have facial recognition software, folks, that they use already on us so that they can instantly recognize and match, quote, wanted people in their image database. And they use it. Florida police, folks, are using this as they, like, monitor crowds and things of that nature, and it scans constantly people's faces. And if your face pops up, you know, I mean, you cannot hide in this system they're creating. And then we saw, I won't belabor it again, but we've already saw with your cell phone. Your cell phone, you can be precisely pinpointed anywhere, folks. It's a tracking device as well. Australian schools, they're using a watch-like device worn by students to monitor how much exercise the children are getting. You know, it's a really big concern there. Acme rental cars are using GPS systems to monitor rental car users' behavior, and they will fine them $150 each for each occurrence and excessive speed. Denver City employee vehicles are being monitored at all times using GPS systems to indicate the purpose of the trip, the route taken, the distance traveled, the time of the journey. See, we all think that's all wonderful. Oh, GPS is great. But, folks, that's one of the biggest tools to track anything, what you're doing, how fast, when did you get there, all this stuff. It's all being a database driven on you and I about tracking. In fact, three police officers were recently charged with falsifying their reports. Why? Because the reports didn't match the location indicated by the GPS systems installed in their vehicles. Okay. Then we have, of course, you got your hand scans, you got retinal scans that's being used by businesses, airports to identify travelers. The new technology, we talked about that before, of all the different ones that they're using. They're working on brain scans, things of that nature. Of course, fingerprint scans have been commonplace, but fingerprint scans are being pushed, folks, to not only give you access to your computer, but they're being used so kids can purchase school lunches. And folks, they're being promoted in grocery stores right now to buy and sell, to get your groceries with a fingerprint scan. But here's the whole point, Dr. Monteith. Very slick, and been talking about this for several years, is I truly believe that they've not only gotten us used to utilizing this system to control and buy and sell with these external personal identification devices, okay? But see, there's a flaw in them. There's a flaw. You see, with using your ATM card or your credit card or, you know, things of that nature, or even your cell phone can, you know, be used to make monetary transactions. See, there's a problem. They could be damaged, okay, these entities to make these transactions. They could be falsified, or worse yet, they could be lost, okay? And so, you know, what are you going to do? If everything goes completely cashless and you lose your debit card or your ATM card or whatever the thing is, well, hey, folks, wouldn't it be great, you know, if you can get that thing inside you? And see, that's the whole thing. We've been stepped up. Stage one is to build the system. Stage two is to get us used to the system externally. Stage three is to get us to freak out and to say, we got to get this more secure. Haven't you seen all the commercials that are rampant now with identity theft and all this stuff? And isn't it a hassle, folks, when you lose your driver's license and your credit card and stuff? Wouldn't it be great if all these technologies could not just be combined with a microchip? Wouldn't it be great if that microchip was inside you? And, folks, that's exactly what they're heading for. In fact, what you need to understand, this tiny biometric implant, this tiny little chip, it's about the size of a grain of rice that can be implanted just beneath the skin. It's already here. It was approved, folks, by the FDA back in 2002, and it continues to be promoted for all kinds of things. And so it's very clear, folks, do we have the technology for the Antichrist to pull off this Mark of the Beast? Folks, it's already here. It's getting implemented right before our very eyes.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Is it just a coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, nothing happens by coincidence. Back in a moment.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic, bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, three blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Well, as we stand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. And before we go on, would you want to go ahead and get your web page out there and how people get in touch with your ministry there at the Niagara Frontier Bible Church?
Sure. We've got a couple of glitches on our new website, so I'm going to take you back to the old website. You can reach us directly at niagarafrontierbible.com. That's Niagara. FrontierBible.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com, or you can just search for my name, Billy Crone, B-I-L-L-Y-C-R-O-N, as in Nancy E., Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Will you pick up the story from there?
Well, you know, as we just demonstrated, the technology, folks, is already here for the mark of the beast to be implemented. It's just waiting, okay? But if you're the Antichrist, you got to have another piece in place, okay? You not only need to have the technology in place, but you need to have the justification in place. You see, if you're going to deceive the people into receiving this mark, okay, then you've got to have people convinced. You've got to start preparing them that this would actually be a good thing to do. Well, folks, that's the premise. For the first time in mankind's history, we have been prepped and continue to be prepped to think that total control over all areas of our lives via microchips is the greatest thing that could ever happen. And they're doing it in three different ways, Dr. Monteith. It's always about convenience. Just convenience is the beginning point. They promise to make our lives more pampered. Then they say, no, if you get these things, you'll be much more productive. And then finally, the scare tactic is you'll be much more protective. But listen, if we could only get microchip implants, folks, how much more better our lives would be. We would be so pampered. Listen to this. You can right now have tiny cell phones implanted into your bikinis. You can have T-shirts implanted with internet links. You can have baby nappies or tennis shoes implanted with tracking devices. You could have implanted jackets to wear that allow you to switch on the TV, check phone messages, even tell the oven to start cooking a meal. You can have implants in your house to customize anything from the temperature to background music, etc. You could have implants in your car, most people already do, to access the internet, to pay for toll charges, gas, food, drive-through, the whole nine yards. You can have implants that sense brainwave patterns and converts them into signals to operate electrical appliances. I mean, that's got to be the ultimate sign of laziness. I can't get up and turn the coffee pot on. I'm just going to think and turn it on. You can have implants that in your fingertip, folks, that will transfer all your vital personal information with a handshake. Now, that's kind of creepy. And believe it or not, a digital authentication law has already been passed through Congress, folks, giving these, quote, electronic signatures the same legal status as if you were to write your name on a document. Now, here's the point. I mean, hey. It might sound like science fiction, folks, but it's already here. But here's the point. Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, just wouldn't it be cool? Think of all the creature comforts we could have if we just have a microchip implant. In fact, folks, that's the selling point. One guy in an article said this. Listen to this enticement. He says, hey, how would you like to avoid waiting in lines for the rest of your life? Huh? Breeze through everywhere like you own the place. Watch lights snap on, doors open automatically, money pop out of ATMs as you approach. Never have to show an ID, buy a ticket, carry keys, remember a password. You'd leave the stores loaded with packages and waltz right past the cashiers. You wouldn't have to carry a wallet, ever. Family and friends could find you instantly in a crowd anywhere. These latest injectable devices have taken things a step further. What's next? I approach my car, which knows who I am. The door swings open, and the driver's seat and steering wheel adjust to my usual settings. The radio starts to play my favorite station, and a speech unit offers to navigate me to the airport as I board the plane. A sensor in the aircraft door activates the chip, which tells the onboard flight system who I am. Welcome. Seat 4A is ready for you. This flight is worth 450 air miles. I arrive in New York and hire a car, which also recognizes me and adjusts accordingly. The hotel room unlocks and bills me as I enter. Room service arrives to the stock to stock the fridge with favorite items, plus the usual extras that I order. None of this, he says, listen, folks, none of this is science fiction. All this is possible using today's tools. It's just a question of connecting them together. Oh, boy, doesn't that sound great, folks? If we could just be getting these microchip implants, it would make our lives much more pampered. But that's the selling point. But that's not all. They're going to the step two, and it's not just we're going to be so pampered, so convenient, folks. Oh, we'll become so much more productive citizens in this new world if we just had microchip implants. You can have microchip implants, tiny implants, on all manufactured items to create self-managing intelligent supply chain that will track all products from the factory to the home to the recycling center. That's called RFID technology, folks. The Department of Defense is using it. Walmart's using it all over, but that's for a whole other discussion on RFID. But their plan, folks, is to track and tag every single item on the planet, sure their exact whereabouts. You can have implants on your employees. Why? To monitor their location, who they're with, their timekeeping, efficiency, and productivity. In fact, you can have an implant in your restaurant employees so that you know when they use the restroom, and it activates another implant in the wash basin to monitor whether or not they wash their hands and alert you if they didn't and they need to be disciplined for it. Folks, this is all current technology. You can have an implant that acts as an internal alarm clock in your body to determine how much sleep you can get. You can have an implant to constantly monitor all kinds of body functions, such as your pulse, your heart rate, sugar levels, etc. Hey, wouldn't that be great for diabetics? Hey, you can have an implant to connect you directly to your computer. You can have an implant to send an electrode from your brain to another electrode to a former paralyzed muscle or limb. You can have an implant connected to your eye to help provide sight for the blind. And you can have an implant to extend human intelligence or memory. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but boy, who doesn't need one of those memory implants, huh? I mean, wouldn't it be much more constructive if we could just have a microchip implant? And again, folks, that's the selling point. We are being prepped for an invasion of implants because we will become so much more productive, not just pampered. But that's not all. The third one is this. You might think, well, forget it, man. That's too freaky for me. I'm not going to do that. I don't care how convenient or productive that'll make me. I'm not doing it. Well, here they come with a scare tactic, folks. And they're going to promise to make our lives much more productive or protective. And here's what it is. You can have implants, folks, it's already in place, in your pet, okay, to make sure your pet never gets lost. You've seen the commercials. Maybe your pet already has one. Oh, wouldn't that be so awesome? Your pet would always be protective. You can have an implant in your car that it'll automatically alert police when it's stolen. It'll pinpoint its exact location. Oh, your car will always be protective. You could have an implant just inside people, period, because involved in plane crashes or natural disasters, so you can instantly find their body. You know, in case something like that were to unfortunately happen. You can have an implant to instantly alert you in somebody's body whether their body temperature changed, like maybe they fell into some water or they were in a fire, and you know, you would automatically know. You can have an implant on nuclear devices or machinery or dams, buildings, anywhere, so that you would know at any moment if there's any kind of danger. You can have implants to monitor and pinpoint your livestock, which is becoming a mandate with the NAS system. You can have an implant to monitor parolees. Huh? I mean, you could track those mean, nasty people who deserve to get an implant and be tracked like dogs, because that's going to save us prison costs, you know, because we'll know where they're at. They don't have to be stuck behind bars, and we have to pay for that. And, folks, again, this is the premise. You start at the end of the extreme, and they work towards their ultimate goal. And that's exactly what Hitler did. You can have an implant to find out where your Alzheimer loved one is, you know, because they wander off. You know, wouldn't that be much more productive? And finally, the big one, too, is you can have an implant in your child, because, you know, we all are very well-versed with the dangers of abduction. And that's the whole point, Dr. Monteith. I mean, wouldn't it just be common sense if we can get these implants? And that's exactly the selling point.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our Pastor Billy Cronin. We're not going to take any calls. We want to get the information out for you, so please go ahead, Pastor Cronin.
Well, you know, that's just it. They are actually providing the justification. They're selling us. They're brainwashing us. It's all propaganda that if you would just get one of these microchip implants, it's not just the technologies here, folks. The justification is already here. Boy, you would just, your life would be so pampered. Oh, you would become such a productive person. And, oh, don't you know, you and your loved ones, your animals, everything on the planet would be so protected. You know what I'm saying? In fact, folks, if you think I'm crazy, in light of the terrorist attacks, 9/11, that whole issue, and the media coverage, which is a great propaganda machine with child abductions, losing your identity, Alzheimer's, the whole nine yards. Okay, everybody is hopping on the bandwagon. Digital Angel spokesperson said this, quote, "We've changed our thinking since September 11. Now there's more of a need to monitor evil activities." Well, how are you going to do that? Well, their plan is, folks, with microchip implants in you and I. Their chief scientist said, quote, listen to this one. He can talk about blunt. He said a few years ago there may have been resistance, but not anymore. People are getting used to having implants. New century, new trend. This will be very, very popular. 50 years ago, the thought of a cell phone where you could walk around talking on the phone was unimaginable. Now they're everywhere. Just like the cell phone, these microchip implants will be a connection from yourself to the electronic world. It will be your guardian, your protector. It will bring good things to you. We will be a hybrid of electronic intelligence and your own soul. Andy Rooney in 60 Minutes, listen to this. Right after 9/11, he said this. He says, we need some system for permanently identifying safe people. Most of us are never going to blow up anything, and there's got to be something better than one of these photo IDs. I mean, I wouldn't mind having something implanted permanently in my arm that would identify me. John Walsh of America's Most Wanted said about implants, he said, it's a brilliant idea. I wish somebody would develop it because, number one, time is crucial when a child is missing, and you could locate them by the chip. And even if you weren't lucky enough to locate them, finding the body is crucial for two things. The ending of the search of the parents and helping the prosecution of the case. So I hope that somebody develops that in my lifetime. Well, good news, John, it's already here. Scott Silverman, he's the president of Verichip, Digital Angel, and he says, quote, it's a shame that recent tragedies seem to have prompted this increased attention. But the only way to assist in the prevention of future tragedies is for parents, law enforcement, and others to become aware of the available technologies. And, of course, he's talking about the implants. He said, although our technologies have a variety of applications, we believe the potential to utilize our technologies to help safeguard children and provide greater peace of mind to parents. Listen to this. Scott McNeely, he's the CEO of Sun Microsystems. He foretold of a time. Listen to this. He said, here's where we're headed, folks. Quote, they're going to slap that baby's bottom and slip an ID chip in their neck or between their shoulders so they can keep track of your kid. Direct quote. If that wasn't freaky enough, you've got people like Roger Ebert. And, folks, you need to, when I'm sharing with you these quotes, we share the video clips. You can see these people making these comments. Roger Ebert, you can see him saying this with your own eyes and ears. He says, quote, sometime in the next century, which is now, he said, because computer chips are getting smaller and faster, that eventually the time will come when a child is implanted with a little chip back here in the back of your neck and will learn to control that chip in the same way that you learn to control your bodily functions and your voice and your movements. Now, folks, you can call me wacky conspiracy. You can say, hey, you Christians have been harping on this forever. And this is no different. Why should I listen to you? But I don't know about you, but it seems like we are living at the end. Folks, we are being prepped for an invasion of implants like never before. The technology is here. The justification is here. We're being brainwashed for it. Here's the scary point, though. You would think that, man, people are going to be more educated and equipped. They're going to see this coming down the pike. This is so obvious. Nobody is going to go along with this. Are you kidding me, folks? It's working masterfully. The willingness to receive a mark of the beast is here. For the first time in mankind's history, folks, people are already not just, hey, I am thinking about this. They're already receiving microchip implants. They started with the pets. They got issues with the pets. And then it comes from the pets to the people. And people all over the planet, folks, are getting implanted with these microchip implants all over the place. It was approved by the FDA back in 2002. They've had much more times. We've got whole families that are jumping on the bandwagon. It's a great family affair. That if we could just get these microchip implants, they're pushing it for Alzheimer's, they're pushing it for diabetes, they're pushing it for to contain your health information. Hey, isn't the current administration wanting to revamp electronically the healthcare system? I wonder what they're going to utilize to contain all that information. And folks, thousands of kids, people, it's the coolest thing. They're using it in bars. They're using it to make financial transactions. In fact, one article says, man, this is going to become as natural as hot dogs and apple pie. It says this, worry no more, doting parents. Whether it's your little pumpkin's first day walking home from school by herself or the millionth time you've lost her at the mall, the, quote, babysitter will track your sweet pea's location from a jelly bean-sized microchip implant discreetly tucked under her collarbone. That's a direct quote. Also available is called the Constant Companion, which lets you keep a watchful eye on Grandma or Grandpa, even when you can't be by their side. And coming soon is the INS Border Patroller. Hey, isn't that the big news? You know, everybody's worried about the border. The INS Border Patroller and the Personal Private Eye and the Micromanager. Alas, this is not as far-fetched or futuristic as it sounds. The notion of the surveillance chips being installed in human beings is poised to cross over from the realm of science fiction into everyday reality. In fact, folks, it's been planted into people's minds, literally this idea, to get a microchip implant for a long time. Listen to this. This is wild. As far back, folks, as 1973, senior scholastics introduced school-age children to the concept of buying and selling using numbers inserted in their forehead. Listen to this. You check it out for yourself. In the September 20th, 1973 feature, quote, Who is Watching You?, the secular high school journal speculate, quote, all buying and selling in the program will be done by computer. This is back in 1973. No currency, no change, no checks. In the program, people would receive a number that had been assigned them tattooed in their wrist or forehead. The number is put on by laser beam and cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen with the naked eye and is as permanent as your fingerprints. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the check stand, will also pick up the number in the person's body and automatically total the price and deduct the amount from the person's, quote, special drawings rights account. That was back in 1973, folks, that they already began people down that road. In fact, Time Magazine ran an article. Check it out yourself. Last time I checked, it was still up online. You had to do a little bit of research. It's called The Big Bang Theory and What It Says About the Future of Money. And they said, quote, your daughter can store the money any way she wants, on her laptop, on a debit card, even in the not-too-distant future, on a chip implanted under her skin.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Pastor Billy. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
again real soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stanback, here, and we hope that you enjoy our program, Pastor Billy. We will be starting a new series here very, very soon on our FID identification. He has a 4-DVD set on that with excellent material. But if you'd like to get the full final countdown, while we have the part one, part two, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, 5 DVDs in each one. And then, of course, we carry his book. We just started carrying the book, but you'll have it all there in writing as well. You can refer to it. It's really a study manual, but it's got the information in it, the biblical scriptures, where to get the information. So that's the final countdown book. We have actually taken the first 5 of his talks on the radio, and we put them onto a CD, and so that you can call it the, it's called Countdown to Armageddon, because you want to listen to this over and over again. You need to get this clearly recorded and organized in your mind so you can express it to others. So if you'd like to get the talk on CD, it's called Countdown to Armageddon. And all we have is the first part. We'll put the others together very, very soon. It's just a matter of when we get around to it. So the final countdown DVDs, part one, part two, Countdown to Armageddon, CDs, the book is available. You need to have this information. You need to understand how this all fits together. Because once you connect the dots, you can see God's hand in everything going on today. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to go ahead and get the talks we've given, our Brotherhood of Darkness talk with the book, our Forbidden Secret talk with the syllabus, and our Financial Armageddon talk with the syllabus. And you need to understand that what is taking place financially today is long-term planning on the part of the occult forces that control the world banking industry. We have a small clique that controls our government. Every president and or vice president between 1976 and the year 2008 just happened to come from the Trilateral Commission. The American branch has always less than 100 members, and yet every president and or vice president from 76 to 2008 came from that organization. 3 of the 4 Federal Reserve chairmen before Ben Bernanke, you know, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the secretaries of defense, 6 of the 8 World Bank chairmen, 8 of the 10 delegates to the World Trade Organization. Do you really think that happened by accident? Of course not. Our government's controlled, but behind this force are the powerful spiritual forces that energize this movement towards world government, because that's what the Trilateral Commission's all about. That's why their logo, if you look very carefully at the 3 arrows on the inside, you could almost imagine you'll see 3 sixes, but there's no question the 3 arrows are joined together by an upside-down broken cross. We're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody's telling the public, and most of our ministers don't even understand it, or if they do, they've been planted there to conceal the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. So until next week at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure...